Bava Kama continued Yula of Tishrei Toshin Mem Gimel, September 28, 1982, on Tuesday continued.
And this Havel HaGezeh Lo HaGezeh is further from the Cheskiho, like Rav Shimon. So the Meile, so the Aloch is that he is potter even it's Eizimah. So this is that one of the things that in so many words that according to the Tom of Cheskiho himself. So there is no distinction between Momen Achir and Eze Momen. And here, according to Maram's Pshat, Tetzis is saying that Din Tomei Lecheski does not apply his aloche of Komun Rami, that is put after Shlomi, to the case of Eze Momen. Unless we are going to say that this Tetzis is Chirik and the Tetzis, and the Tetzis is Xuvit Lach one day. But that's a day of and it's mashma from the thesis. It's not spelled out explicitly, but it's mashma from the thesis that from the Exodus, that what thesis says in that from the Exodus, so the V agrees with it. Because then at the end of the thesis mentions what the V is sekashe, so it's mashma. The thesis agrees with this terrace. And that one is. The V agrees with the Tesis in Teretz that one. So I think that there is another Pshat in this Tesis, not like the Maham Pshat. Now, for that, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone holds that Chayovich Rises, Patam Mitashun. In other words, suppose, according to Nechunya ben Akone, if somebody would be there like a Chetz, Mitchilas Dalet, we say Dalet, and Imakipurim, there is no Chiv, which is this. There is only a Chiv Kores. So if somebody will be there in Kechetz, and Imakipurim, Mitchilas Dalet, we say Dalet, the Kores, Yeroyim, Balachosei, so according to Rabbonim of Kambu, and Akonei, is to pay, because only Mrs. Bells in Patas and Ashlom. Lo Yi Osei, Onish Yonish, Holy Yi Osei, if there is a tragedy, Pitzichet, so then, Mrs. Benzi. So Loyonish, Mashein King, the Makipurim, there is only a Chiv Kores. But, according to the Mechuyah ben Akone, so a Chiv Kores is also Nichlal in Loyosin and Nishionish, Hoyin Yosin Loyonish, Chiv Kores. And according to Rode, so according to the Mechuyah ben Akone, according to Abayu, so the Mechuyah ben Akone applies the din of Komun Rabbeinu not only to a Chiyuv Kores, but to a Chiyuv Misi Mishamayim as well. There is a machlokes between Abayi and Rami. According to Rove, the Mechuyah ben Akone applies the din of Komun Rabbeinu only to Kores, but not to Misi Mishamayim. According to Abayi, the Mechuyah ben Akone applies the din of Komun Rabbeinu to a Chiyuv Misi Mishamayim as well. So Meleile, according to the Mechuyah ben Akone, if somebody would be so then he will be part of the shot. So Tesis says Tikash that Lamed Omid Beis in Ksubis. Lamed Omid Beis Tesis the Brahmascho. Zosha Hotume La Bayapa. Now, so the Gemara says, what's the nafkimine between Abaye and Chove? According to Abaye, so not only does the din of Komun Rabbeinu, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akone, apply to Kore, it applies to Misim Shemayim also. According to Rove, it only applies to Kore, it doesn't apply to Misim Shemayim. So the Gemara says, nafkimine to between Abaye and Rove, our limit of Rav Nechunya ben Akone would be the case of Zor She'ochal Tchumen. So, according, if Izar will be Tchumen, so So, according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Chunin ben Akone, he doesn't have to pay the value, the domino of the truma. Why? Because when a zav eats truma, it's chayvus d'shamayim. So maybe there is a halacha coming around it, because there is a chayvus d'shamayim, according to Rabbi Chunin ben Akone. But according to Rabbi, Rabbi Chunin ben Akone applies the din of coming around it only to chayv kores. To chayv kores, but not to a chayv of this with the Shemayim, and Zahar Shachot Trome does not involve Goretz. So Rabbi Yipot, so then Tensis Esikashi, there is a Mishnah in Psochim that says, Ho'eli Chayyo, Tumas Chomez b'Pesach b'Shegig Mishalim Keren b'Chemesh b'Meizig Potam Narashlumim. If somebody is Eichel or eats Tumas Chomez b'Pesach b'Shegig, so he has to pay Keren b'Chemesh. Now Keren b'Chemesh is because of the Truma. Suppose someone eats on Pesach Truma, in other words, Zah. Izar is not allowed to eat Trume. So suppose Izar eats on Pesach Trume that is Chomets. Bread that is Chomets. So it involves two issues. First of all, it's a chorus of Chomets. And then it involves a Miser of Zar Shoch Trume. Now for the Miser of Izar Shoch Trume, so that involves a few of Misri Shemayim. For eating chomets, it involves a mitzvah of Goretz. So, eichel chomets chomets b'pesach b'sheyeg. Now, if somebody, if he's up, eats truma b'sheyeg, he has to give to the kohen keren chemesh. So, if somebody is eichel chomets chomets b'pesach b'sheyeg, he shall eat keren chemesh. B'meizit potam la'asun. But suppose he eats b'meizit, so it's not la'asun. Now, b'meizit, there is no chemesh, but keren there is. Chemesh, that's only the shade, but Karen there is. So he's put national. First, the more the lazy potter, which will come in the Ramene, Kiran Nehunye. So that Mishneh calls with Ramnehunye. So Mele, if he eats Eichel Trumas Chomets, be Pesach, be lazy, he doesn't have to pay Karen because he's Chayav Kores. So Mele is potter of the Tashlum. But you come to Rabbi, Kerem Nehum. So the question arises, Vahashne B'Shemi K'namu Lifter Mishum Koretz, the Pesach, Dafei B'Shemi K'namu Lifter Mishum Koretz, the Pesach, K'namu Lifter Mishum Koretz, he means Tony L'Cheski Esaloch. So Rashi himself has the Kashi Yitzochim, and Rashi gives the Teretz, that Tony L'Cheski Esaloch doesn't apply to Chiyin Koretz. In other words, you cannot combine Rav Nehunye Ben Akonis Din that Hayom increases pattern of Tashlumin with Tony Lecheskes Aloche. Tony Lecheskes Aloche is an additional Aloche that implies that even the shaking of Chiyuv Miseh also patterns Tashlumin. So that is a Sakosha that applies only to a Chiyuv of Miseh's Bezin. Even Rav Nehunye Ben Akonis, who says that Chiyuv Kores patterns of Tashlumin, so only the Mezid of Kores patterns of Tashlumin. But the Sheikh of Kores doesn't pattern Tashlumin. Rashi has to be explained, but this is Rashi's Teretz himself. But Tesis is Chilek. Tesis holds Monashek. If Rav Nehunye Ben Akonis holds that Chiyuv Kores is subject to the din of Kamun Ramnei, so Chiyuv Kores is analogous to Chiyuv Miseh Bezdin. And vis-a-vis Chiyuv Miseh Bezdin, there is the drosha by Tony Lecheskiye that Tim Chayome Miseh Sheyik is Batra Shkulim. So according to Rav Nehunye Ben Akonis, Chayome Krize Sheyikin should also Batra Shkulim. Tesis is Chilek on Rashi. So Mele Tesis is the Kashi. V'hashte v'sheyik na'ashek. Mishum Kores. The Pesach, that will be shaved, come in on the coming of the Ramne, come in on the coming of the Pirki. So the question is, Moneshah, the same Mishneh says, Hoichel Tumas Chomet the Pesach be Mezi, is Potter Lashon, because the Mechon Ben Akone, Kores, Patas in the Lashon. So why be shaved in Mishal in Tjal the Chemesh? So we should apply to the Cheskes Aloche, to that Chiyuv Kores is analogous to Chiyuv Nisi. So then Teisa says, Yerushalima, the Sham Shevik, the Truma, Mishum Tashmuri, the Dei Kafore, the Loy Momene, Kidamuna Misakas Trumes, the Motso Kayem Limchel, the Yochel Limchel, Mishum the Habe Momene or Kafore, Vafiroich Trumes Atsme, the Gosu Mide, Mishal Kapor Atsme, Chemish Lekayem, Ukah Mishaya Koman the Rabne, the Patron the Kafore, Abu Kerr the Chemish or Hegdesh, Imshim Kafore, and Mishal Momene, she goes to Hegdesh. So this is the third, that the reason is why the Mishnah says, Sochim Rachon and Aleph, that the Eichel, Trumas Chomets, the Pesach, the Shading, is the Shalom Kevin of Chomesh, we made it the bottom of Shalom. Why? Because that Mishnah calls with the Chodim Akone. So the question is, Monefsha, if it calls with the Chodim Akone, so we should say, the Shading is Potter, because of Tomim Chesket Aloche, and this is cheating is, the just as in Migal, to heal Mrs. Bezdin, there is a woche chayon in Mrs. Bezdin, she gave two tashkumim, so according to Chunim Nakone, that Kores is analogous to him, Mrs. Bezdin, so chayon in Mrs. Kores, chayon in Kores, Mishayik, should also be part of tashkumim. So why does the Mishnah distinguish between Hoichel Tumas, Chomets, Bepesach, Bemezi, part of tashkumim? Because the heal of Kores for Eichel Chomets, Bemezi, takes off the chiyuv tashlumin, and the eichel trumas chometz b'sheidik b'pesach is mishal kiyam chemish. So we should apply to the chesed aloche. So this is the parents. Tell you that the eichel trumas chometz b'meizin, there is no chiyuv of kapor. Chemish is not the chiyuv. If a zah eats truma b'meizin, he doesn't have to pay a chemish, because chemish is only kapor, and b'meizin. So it's got to have it in say. So that will not be the chaper. But Karen has to pay because of tashmumim, because of momim. So mele we apply to nilcheskes aloche komun drabne. Masheike, but hoeichel. I mean, so we apply the din of komun drabne. We don't have to apply. We don't have to resort to nilcheskes. It's amazing. So we apply the aloche of komun drabne. Masheike, hoeichel tumas chometz b'pesach b'sheike. So then there is a chiyuv of keren ve'chemesh, b'tiras kapore. V'horaye, that is b'tiras kapore, not b'tiras tashlumi momen, that even if he zah eats his own truma, sometimes it's possible that a zah owns truma. How can a zah own truma? Very simple. His grandfather, his maternal grandfather was a keren. So he yarshit the truma from his maternal grandfather. So he's his zah, and it's his truma, but still, if he eats, so the Mishnah in Truma says, if a zah eats his own truma, the truma that he yarshit from his maternal grandfather, he has to pay keren chemish. He has to pay keren chemish to him, not to himself. He's not a keren. Any keren that he wants, he has to pay. So it's much I have to say a chiyuv of money if he ate his own truma. So it's kapor. For the Maisa Avere, B'sheidik. So since the Chiyuv of Keren B'chemesh, by Zahar Sheoch Utruma B'sheidik, is B'teras Kaporo, so we don't apply the Aloch of Komun Rabbi. In other words, the Aloch of Komun Rabbi implies that a person, if he is Mechuyev, a more severe penalty, so Enesh, so he's Poter of the lesser penalty, even if it is such a case where the severe penalty is not meted out because he's a sheikh. But if he had been amazing, so then a more severe penalty would be meted out against him. So that bothers him. Masha'inke, if the lesser penalty is the teras kaporo, so the whole aloche of common with the rabbi in Naftali and Cheski doesn't apply. That's what he says. So I think this is the pshat thesis. He says, Veinari, the one pure Israel. You will lift them should come to Rabbi. We have a name in Shire Haskia to the Haskia. It's not on the basis of coming to Rabbi. It's on the basis of his special Zerazakosov, of Olomul Aodov, that if a Mitzayah kills a human being, when Odom kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay any time. We come now in Shaiba Asketon of Heskia. We come into a place, Mashma, you are for the Olam Laodom, have you been on other Mishers in Israel and visit the Pinker? Um, all of Patrick after Mishayim do in the Shaya, they visit the Shaya, we told him the Heskia, the Pinker of Mishayim, and the moment she is in Mishashim, we say, not Momenachel! Tinsel doesn't mention the Momenachel, there's the Maram's Pshat in Momenachel. היומומי, נת כבורי, מה שאיקין כאיפה בצכבורי, כופרי כבורי, היומומי שאיפתס מזה, הוא עשו כמנדוי של כונארס, הוא עם יוסי ווי עוניש, לדווקא דין עושה, only when there is money שמיניין of double jeopardy, two penalties, when the money gets מזה, so, עושה חסקי להשמינון, לא דווקא דין עושה ווי עוניש, אלא אפילו שייתי ווי עוניש, אלא אפילו שייתי ווי עוניש, so, but only moment, not where it's kapore, but keifer is kapore. Now, if keifer is kapore, so the whole aloche of coming the rabbi doesn't apply. So, very good. I mean, so, mimele, so this thesis is not contrary to the thesis in Ksuvah, that one day, according to Maram's chart, so this thesis is contrary to the thesis in Ksuvah, that one day. Now, the question here arises, so what's the shit of the Rivor? The Rivor says that the reason is why one of them doesn't take it there, because of the Aloha of Kamon Rabnei. And the Mele asks, what kind of a Kule does Odom possess? It's not a Kule, it's a Chumre. Because he gets the more severe, the more serious penalty. So the Rivor says, no, the Kule is in the case of Shemik. So then, the deal of Kamon Rabnei also applies, because of Tomei Mechetzket Aloha. So the Mele is a Kule, in such a situation, he doesn't get anything. Not Nisa, not Mome, so it's a Kule. So it's a Kule. But the Israel's, the Rivoshiting is, that the reason as to why Odom doesn't take in there, is because of the Aloha of Kamon Rabnei. And the Aloha of Kamon Rabnei applies even to Chayelim is Shemikim. But the question is, no one is Chayelik, and what the Israel says, and what the Israel says, that we don't apply the aloha of common rabbi to something that is kapore, because this is mentions the trial from the Mishnah in Psochem, because the Mishnah in Psochem that Rabbi Dalev says, Ho'eichen Tchumas Chomets B'sheikik B'Pesach Potam Natashlumi B'Meizit Chayit Tashlumi. So this is Kashi was Monevshech. So this is Tarezi, it's no, B'Meizit, so it's not Tzad Kapore. Bashiki Shaykh, so it's Tzad Kapore. So this is Ezraiah. The answer is, the Rivor could agree with this as Simsochi. But there is a basic distinction between the Kapore of Kefer and the Kapore of Eichot Tumme B'Shaykh, Zar Shachot Tumme B'Shaykh. Zar Shachot Tumme B'Shaykh, so it's a pure Kapore, it's not even a Chiyuv Momen. It's a child to say that if somebody is Eichot Tumme Satsimei, he's Chiyuv Momen, child to say, Chiyuv Momen. How can a person be mechuyev to himself? And so he has to pay the care. To which care? Any care. Any care. He goes out into the street, he needs a care, and he pays him kerem. So that care asks him, why all of a sudden you pay me kerem? I ate my own tumme. So you look at him, as if he's crazy. He ate his own tumme, so he pays him. So that he's not crazy. Why? Because kapore. So that's a chiyuv. Chiyuv money means that I owe it to him. He owes the care. He committed an avera v'lod l'moke. Izar shor utrumo. He committed an avera v'lod l'moke. He doesn't owe the care anything. So in other words, it's a mitzvah to pay to any care in order to get kapore for the avera v'lod l'moke v'sheyit of zar shor utrumo. But it's not a chiyuv to. It's not a real chiyuv. It's just a mitzvah. Majelikin keifer. Keifer is a real chiyuv. He has to pay. If Ruben Sheir kills Shimon, then it's a real chiyuv. Then Shimon Nechozim, the Yoshi, he cannot pay. He cannot pay. He cannot pay himself because he's dead. I mean, he cannot pay to him, not himself. I mean, he cannot pay to the victim who was killed by the Sheikh. So Mele, he has to pay to the Yoshi. But it's a real chiyuv to the Yoshi. It's a real chiyuv to the Yoshi. Masheinke, Zor Shoch Utrumo, since the Mishnah in Tumme says that he may have Tumme Satsme, has to pay care of the Chemish to again. Any care he needs this week. So it's not a chiyuv. It's not Chayach to say a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. In order to get kapore for the Aveira, the Nomu Mokei, so So he has to pay Karen the Chemish to any Karen. Which Karen? Any Karen he pays. So it's not even a Chiyuv. So means that I have to say, come Ramne, Mashiach can carry there. So the Reboshi day, two of them the is Kapoor. But it's a real Chiyuv to the Yoshi, the Rishim in the Chosin. The Rishim in the Chosin. So they are the Zor Shochot. Zor Shochot Truma. So there is no Rishim in the Chosin. Somebody is able to massage me. So a king can come and collect money. It's his business. He has a mitzvah, just as he has a mitzvah to put on film. So he has a mitzvah to pay Karen Chemish to a king. To a king. So in the middle, so there the Rebbe agrees that he couldn't apply the aloha from Gramu. Mashiachin came there to the purpose of that chiyuv moment to the Yoshi is Viteras Kapore. But it's a real chiyuv moment. Since it's a real chiyuv moment, so according to the Rebbe, we apply the aloha of Kamu Gramu. Mashiachin the Rebbe holds no. Even though it's a real chiyuv moment, so we still cannot apply the aloha of Kamu Gramu. If the Mechayel, the purpose is Kapore. If the Mechayel is Kapore. All right, we'll do it.